still nearer, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Fold me, oh, fold me close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest.
Hello again. We have made it to Friday, and this will be the last Lemonade for this week. And we are in the midst of a series that we are talking about common sense. We have looked that common sense would require God, would require a creator, and that that creator would, through common sense, give us his word so that we would know what he wanted from us. Common sense tells us that there would be a place of protection for his people, the church. Common sense tells us that there would be a plan to enter that place of protection, the plan of salvation. Common sense, we looked at yesterday, would require a child of God to grow, to put off the old things and to put on the new. Today, I would ask that you would stay with me for just a few moments to discuss the fact that common sense requires us to worship.
Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Nearer still, nearer, Lord, to be thine. Sin with its follies I gladly resign. All of its pleasures, pomp and its pride, give me but Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Give me but Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Nearer still, nearer, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast. Through endless ages ever to be, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee.
If God is the creator of man, and he is, then it is only sensible for man to not just worship him, but to desire, to want to worship him. To refuse to worship God represses a natural instinct, and it defies the common practices of all people of all ages. Worship is as old as mankind and as universal as his existence. Man is a religious creature that will honor and worship, though sometimes blindly, but will worship nonetheless. The Lord our God is worthy of our worship. Psalm, the 29th Psalm in verse 2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And in one section of the 100th Psalm, just a few verses, we get six good reasons why worshiping God makes common sense. Those verses in the 100th Psalm are verses 2-5. We're told there, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Now let's look for just a moment at these six reasons that we have for worshiping God and why it makes sense. Number one, he is God. I have said for a long time that we should worship God because of who he is, not for anything that he has done for us. And certainly that makes it easier, but we should worship God because he is God. He is our creator. Number two, he hath made us. We should worship God. He deserves our worship, and it makes sense because he is the one who created us. Because number three, we are his people. Number four, because the Lord is good. And again, he doesn't have to be. He deserves our worship because of who he is, but he is good to us, and it makes sense that we worship him. His mercy, number five, is everlasting. And number six, his truth endures through all generation. Worship can be both public and private, and hopefully we've realized that through this time that we are spending at home, and hopefully we have gained a better understanding of how to worship God when we're at home, when we're in private. But hopefully we also long to worship him with our brothers and sisters in Christ together. And I believe each shows something different about us. Private worship is simply between us and our Creator and can take many forms. But why engage in public worship? And I guess I would ask, can Christianity be maintained without it? Jesus attended public worship in the synagogue in Luke chapter 4 and verse 16. The early Christians worshiped publicly, Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. In fact, they were encouraged in Hebrews 10 and 25 not to forsake the assembling together. Through it, we show God our mindset to worship. We come for the purpose of worshiping him. We show our desire to obey him, and it is a way for us to demonstrate our faith. Hopefully, sometime very soon, we will have the opportunity to assemble and worship again. Will we take advantage of those opportunities now that we're given, and hopefully not take those opportunities for granted? And I encourage you, until we meet here again, that you worship God because it makes sense. Oh.